the estimate?
Yeah, well, we have the estimate. I just need better pictures.
Okay. Yeah, I could do that for you. Send me a picture of what you have right now so I see what it looks like.
You've reached Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Daria. How can I help you?
Yes, hello, ma'am. I'm just calling to see about a claim I got here. I got a policy number for the claim.
Okay, do you have the claim number?
I don't. All I have is the policy number.
What's the policy number?
I have A as an apple, L like llama, A as an apple, 200520-28.
What day did this happen?
It looks like September 16 of 2024.
And you said a claim has already been filed?
Yes, it should be under Arturo Villalobos. It's a Toyota Camry. And it looks like the other driver, the one that the policy belongs to, her name is Liana Rai. I can't pronounce the name.
Give me one second here, please.
Oh, yeah, not a problem.
Give me one moment here. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
What state did this happen in?
This happened in Arizona.
Okay, give me one second here.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just look into this a little bit further.
Okay, that's fine. Take your time.
What was the VIN number on the vehicle, the Amazon vehicle?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. I have a 1F, as in Frank, T as in Tom, BR3X88LKA. 28097.
Okay. And this happened in Bowie?
Correct. I got the license plate too if you need it.
I've got the claim number and found the adjuster.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, no, this happened in Maricopa County in Phoenix, Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you said
I found it.
Where?
I found it. It looks like Cochise County, Arizona, with the same VIN number. Insured driver swiped a claimant's vehicle.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, I guess that would make sense. I mean, there's a fine line between Maricopa and the other county. But, yeah, technically it could be one or the other. Yes, it was a sideswipe. It's a red Toyota Camry. The Camry belongs to Arturo Villalobos. And I just want to send the estimate and the photos of the damages if you guys have an email, or I'm not too sure how you guys go about it.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you the adjuster's information and the claim number.
Okay, perfect.
So the claim number is X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, dash 24, dash 05609.
That was dash 05609?
That's right.
Awesome. All right, and the adjuster, please.
It's Pepsi Kunlock. Pepsi is spelled like the drink.
Cool.
And then her last name, give me 1 second here. Okay, her last name is spelled K as in Kite, H as in Henry, O as in Oscar, U, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, L, A as in Apple, K as in Kite.
Okay.
Her phone number is 814-885-4398.
98, gotcha. Does she have an email by chance?
Yeah, so let me spell this out for you because it's her actual first name and her last
name.
So it's P as in Peter, H as in Henry, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, K as in Kite, H as in Henry, O, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, and then dot her last name, Kunlock.
Okay, perfect.
And then that's at X as in X-ray, claims dot claims.
Claims is plural both times?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's X as in X-ray, claims dot claims dot com.
No, there is no dot com. It's just dot claims.
No dot claims. Okay, gotcha. All righty. Well, that's, I guess, all I needed. Thank you very much, and have a great day. Thanks for spelling out that name. It was definitely not something I would have spelled correctly.
Yeah, I think it's pronounced Fetsicon, but I'm assuming she goes by Pepsi because it's easier. So.
Okay. Do you know where that comes from?
I don't, actually. I've never met her in person, but her name has always struck a chord in me, and I think it's I'm not sure where it originates from. But I think that's how you say it based on the spelling. It looks like an English conversion kind of spelling.
Yeah, so. That's exactly what I was thinking. Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you very much, and have a great day yourself.
You too. Thank you. No problem. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.